lifestyle convenient.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The U.S. economy has been downgraded from AAA status, means what? We no longer have access to towing service. That's right. We're broke down. AAA's not coming to get us. It's not going to pick us up anymore. But good news is, we have AA+. It's better than Alcoholics Anonymous. It is Super Alcoholics Anonymous. We are ready. We are ready to admit our sins, our guilt, our weakness in remaining indebted, and to enslave our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren yet to be born into a debt that can never be repaid. Welcome, one and all, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to do some economic healing this hour, because it must be done, it must be said. Last hour, cranking it up with Mike Adams and more on the issue of the Rossum raid, how this all ties together. This is the place where you find out about how it all connects, including the AAA rating downgrade of SNP to AA+. No towing, but you have AA plus some. I don't know what it comes with. Free cigarettes? Free breath mints? What does AA plus come with? But history will call this time. According to Mike Adams in the Health Ranger, I've got his story linked up at robertscottbell.com. The beginning of the collapse of the American empire. And people are still upset about this concept of empire. What do you mean empire? We're not an empire. We're a bunch of good guys. We're great people. Yes, the American people. Cool. Awesome. We love each other, right? Do we? We won't let our fellow Americans drink raw milk without invading and stealing their cash? Do we really love each other? Are we really brothers and sisters here in America? What are they looking at from outside of the American Republic, looking in, going, what the hell? What happened? What happened? You guys once in a history, you loved liberty. Now you're attacking your own citizenry with your regulatory agencies simply for consuming food as it's been consumed on planet Earth long before there were a fear and death administration. Beginning of the climate. Listen, all empires, all countries that become too big for their britches eventually come crashing down, and not necessarily because they're attacked from without by guns and tanks and bombs, but because their system, their economic system, collapses under the weight of debt. And we now know that in terms of the fiat money system, fractional reserve banking to steroidal proportions never before in evidence on planet Earth. What does it mean? What is really the problem? What can we do about it? This hour, I will be joined by my dear friend, Liam Sheff. He is known as the conspiracy realist. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, will be joining me shortly on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But first, we need to hear for some perspective. Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul running for president, the only guy who's been making sense on this issue in that hallowed hall. And those that are learning, and it's never too late to come on board. The water's warm. We understand what's going on. We're going to help you to do that this hour. By the way, the phone numbers, you want to know how to call in if you want to be a part of the program this hour, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. Let's go ahead, Tom. Run clip one from Ron Paul.
That when we were working on raising the debt limit over my objection, they kept saying, well, if you don't raise the debt limit, we're going to downgrade you. So we raised the debt limit, so they downgrade, which means that the spending is not under control. But the other thing that bothered me is I read where S&P said that one of the reasons they downgraded was that we weren't accepting, tax increases. So there's a lot of confused economic ideas out there, but I think we're in for a lot of trouble, which is what I've been saying for a long time.
What is that trouble that Ron Paul refers to? That's what everybody wants to know. And, of course, the confusion over why did S&P downgrade? Why didn't they downgrade it 10, 20 years? Why didn't they downgrade in 1971 when Nixon says, hey, the Federal Reserve note dollar no longer can be redeemed. No longer can be redeemed for gold, as it was written. Yes, it was. So it was. And it was gone when we lost all connection. When they closed the gold window. And, of course, Ron Paul, that's what prompted him to go into politics. And that's why he's saying what he's been saying for decades now. And that's why it's time to ask these pointed questions and answer them to the best of our ability. And I'm bringing in the conspiracy realist right now. Liam Sheff, my good friend, welcome back. Sorry for blowing out your ears with this intensity and a bit of yelling and screaming. I couldn't contain myself.
When the health world is rocking.
Go ahead.
Don't come a-knocking.
No, just come a-calling. Actually, come a-calling. And by the way, 24-7, you can reach me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But if you'd like to be part of the program this hour, it's 800-259-5791. Liam, what do you make of this mess? I mean, there are a lot of people confused, scratching their heads. It's the problem. We don't have enough taxes. Oh, wait, no, we're spending too much. What is it?
Robert, this is the end of the world. Cats and dogs are going to be living together. No one knows what's going to be happening. We're going to be milking llamas and running backwards. Nothing is going to work anymore. Gravity will now make us stick to the clouds. No, life is going to go on. We're the dollar is going to lose value. Interest rates will go up. It will be harder to borrow money. It will be harder to run businesses. It will be harder to hire people for business. And forgive me, it's a family show, but the Parliament of Whores who pretends to run this country will still not be listening to the voice of reason or the people. They won't be examining the problem with this, you call it steroidal fiat currency. So I just want to put a note out there. Let's talk about what money is. I think this conversation is not one I ever had in class. Hmm. They're talking about raising the debt and reducing our credit limit. Nobody understands this, but debt actually is somehow money. The more we go into debt, the more China can buy that debt, the more some more printing press over in D.C. can just print paper and flood the market with it. They own the debt that we have incurred by useful spending projects like the democratization of Iraq or the $2 trillion bailouts or however much they've added to. This is where we live now in the era where debt is money. Now, when you go into debt out there,
it's not money.
It's not money. It's a hole.
Yeah. No, it's slavery in a sense. And we're in reality. I mean, listen, if you owe money that you can't repay, would not the holder of that debt have something over on you and say, listen, okay, well, if you can't pay me, well, pay me back this way. I own you. I mean, honestly, that's the concept of debtor's prison in a sense, or indentured servitude. You're going to pay off your debt. You don't have the money to, well, we'll just make. And, of course, the American people are that collateral, and the children yet to be born are that collateral for the debt that China, will they call it in? I mean, it's a really dangerous game because they depend upon this phony system continuing. So that's why they are not likely to collapse and call in the debt, or will they? At what point do they say, well, we're screwed anyway, right? And that is a dangerous point.
China, the China-America relationship is one that should be now spoken about openly. They are the Pittsburgh of the modern era. They're the Scranton and the steel mill. They build what we used to build. That's why their country is being destroyed by environmental toxins and pollution, because we don't care, and there's no EPA, and there are no people being poisoned over here anymore. Love Canal is a distant memory. Most people won't even know what I mean when I say it. So China now builds everything that we buy, China, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, that sort of thing. We farmed it out. A once great president named Bill Clinton had an idea. It was, a rising tide lifts all boats, he said. So we'll farm out all the jobs we don't like to do to these countries where we don't know anybody. We won't watch them die in slavery, and so we won't feel badly about it. And then we'll be able to buy things in the future, like the all-important iPad or iPod or...
Sure, yeah. Well, all the things that we have the latest and greatest. Does that change now? And, so again, we're going to talk in terms of practicality here with Liam Sheff as well. By the way, Liam, I just got word that China's official Xinhua, I don't know how to say this, news agency, says that on Friday that the U.S. government has to come to terms with the painful fact that the good old days when it could just borrow its way out of messes on its own, of its own making, are finally gone. Are they really, do you think?
Thanks, China. I suppose we should take your model and enslave all of our people to the farms and refuse them an education. But hey,
right,
let's not point fingers here.
Well, you know, the discussion of money, I agree. Liam, I was never taught about what money was. We just assumed it, well, those scraps of paper that the Fed printed, we didn't know about what the Fed was. They wanted it to be boring and monotonous and complex so that people wouldn't ask the questions. I mean, there were quotes about this as Ron Paul began, you know, gaining leverage in his message over the last 4 years in particular, where they said, you know, we pine for the good old days, you know, the bankers talking, when people were just too bored about money. They couldn't be bothered. It was too boring. It should be boring again, is what they wanted to say. But the reality is that boring, staid kind of, we don't know what that means, is the thing that is literally killing the country and could end up terminating it. As Mike Adams has said, could this be the downfall of empire? It's not the end of the country, per se, I don't think, but as an empire, as one that can go to Iraq and destroy it to rebuild it, and go to Afghanistan to destroy it, rebuild it, could drop bombs in Yemen or send missiles into Pakistan and Libya. I mean, that could be coming to an end. We can't pay for that anymore. China's probably saying that. Enough is enough.
Right. You're not the superpower on the block. Of course, a Chinese news agency, being a government mouthpiece, whatever it is, can say that. The reality is that China's fate is tied to ours, and if our people are not able to afford a lot of glass and plastic crap, you know, a new one every 6 months. No offense to the wonderful country, and I mean that, of Apple Computers, who've
got more money than the U.S. Treasury right now.
Right, for selling Angry Birds to everybody.
Well, I'm an angry bird. You could hear me intensify. I'm going to try and stay calm because my good friend Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, is with me this hour. Go to robertscadbell.com. You'll see all the links. Say hello to all my Facebook and Twitter friends as well. That's RS Bell Media on Twitter. And we'll be coming right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, the number, 800-259-5791. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's no way in the world that you can print money endlessly and bail out everybody and spend endlessly and not expect the dollar to be devalued as it is. And it's a worldwide currency, and that's why this is so serious. But under those conditions, you depreciate the currency, interest rates are destined to go up. It's just a matter of time.
That was Congressman Ron Paul reacting to the downgrade from AAA to AA+. Are we now like little mini batteries now? No longer the big essential engine of planet Earth. We may have lost our AAA rating, but the Robert Scott Bell Show is here to keep giving you roadside assistance. Welcome back, my friends. My dear friend Liam Sheff is with me in studio here, and we are covering this story of the downgrade, putting some perspective on it, asking some questions. Maybe we don't have all the answers, but certainly contemplating them and getting a thought form out there. Kudos to Congressman Ron Paul, the guy that actually understands what's gone on. And running for president, if there is another one, I don't see him out there or her out there that understands it to that level. And that's why he was actually interviewed on the Savage Nation this past week. I was shocked. Michael Savage never had Ron Paul. I never talked good about him. Suddenly, he's praising him, saying, wishing him luck on his presidential candidacy. Is the tide turning? Is this downgrade the thing that wakes up the American people to say, hey, we need to restore fiscal sanity and realize money is not debt. It shouldn't be. It's not supposed to be, even though, as Liam has said, it has become that.
That's the way it works. Money is debt. We go into debt. Another country buys that debt. We don't have to pay back the debt. We don't have to stop digging a hole. We let somebody else buy each shovelful of air that we're pulling out of that empty hole. This is a dead-end system. I don't know who to blame for starting it. You can talk about the history of the Federal Reserve. You can talk about the presidents who were assassinated for trying to keep the country on a reasonable standard, a silver standard or some such thing. There is a history in this country and in the world of floating international banking organizations and corporations machining the state. Mm-hmm. Machining the state that they're not really involved in, that they have no, as you've said, allegiance to, that they really don't care a whit about. And as you've said to me, and I've said to others, that it's the bankers who always win every war because you play both sides.
Right, right.
So you had the Prescott Bush and Herbert Walker winning, even though they were Americans, by betting on the Nazis for a little while, or at least this is a very serious accusation that goes to that family. You have the Clintonistas and the people in the Democratic Party winning, even though jobs get taken overseas. It's essentially a slave labor economy in most of Asia. We wouldn't tolerate people in this country working under those conditions, and yet yeah. We'll buy the products. Here's my proposition, because we have to be a little bit solution-oriented.
Yeah, we need some practicality here. I mean, it's one thing to rage against the machine, and certainly I get emotional and hopped up about it, but I always like to be focal-pointed at some point in the show of, well, what are some possible options that we have to get through this mess, just like in healing from cancer, which a lot of times people want, Robert, just tell me how to heal from it. Listen, this is a cancer on the entire planet, this kind of economy. And that, if you want to have access to the things that will really heal from physiological cancer, we got to cover this today with Liam.
Yes, and I'm one little guy, medium-sized guy. You can go to my website, The Conspiracy Realist, liamsheff.com, but I'll tell you what I can recommend. What is it, Liam, you ask? I recommend we do some work here in this country. Oh, my goodness.
Wait a second. You mean we go to work? What? We got to produce something?
We manufacture.
Oh, come on. Really? When was that any good?
For most of the history of the country.
Isn't that what produces wealth? Isn't that what produces jobs? What is this fantasy that the Obama administration, administrations prior to that, I was like, can't get about that? I mean, is there something so difficult of that concept to bring the manufacturing base of producing things that the world wants, much less Americans want? Is it all about, well, we won't be able to get that iPad for $700? It might cost us $1,500. Is that the argument?
It might cost $900. It might cost $1,000, but maybe it will be made in America. No offense to anybody overseas that can make their own stuff. Maybe we can trade bits and pieces here and there, but it will be made here, insured here, warrantied here, and the money will stay on the continent, meaning you'll be feeding other Americans, wherever they're from originally, whatever their skin color, nationality, etc., before they became Americans. We have a right to feed our own states, never mind even our own nation. We have geographical areas in this country which are better at producing certain things, and I think that we have to, as abhorrent it is to the internationalists.
Yeah. They love NAFTA. Come on.
They love it.
CAFTA,
they live
GATT,
for it.
All of that. I mean, all that it did was send out our, what was that sucking sound that, what's the guy with big ears used to say?
Perot,
remember him? He was right about that, was he not?
Yeah, what's the great big sucking sound? It's jobs leaving this country. Well, what we didn't care because we're not great long-term projectors. We see something coming into our hand for less than it cost yesterday, and we don't see the long-term price. The long-term price is trillions of dollars taken out to bail out failed companies because nobody works them here anymore. So if we had to, I was talking about Apple Computer. Look, they make unreasonably great products. I don't like the iPhone very much, but I think their computers are fascinating and wonderful. They're great for artists. They're great for musicians. They're great for filmmakers. They're great for news people. They're just beautiful machines. They so far outdo the PC that it's hardly a competition. They're just more expensive. What if they were $400 more? Then Apple wouldn't come out with a new one every 8 months. They wouldn't put on a new trade show every year where they had to unroll a whole new line. We'd actually have to sit with something for a couple of years, get everything we could out of it. Imagine that.
I'm still riding a car from 1993. I think I can handle waiting an extra 4 months or 6 months for a new whatever. I mean, but is it that the people, the insatiable appetite of having the new, is it it's a drug addiction? That's why I think it's appropriate to go down from AAA where you get towed to AA where you're in some addiction program, because the American people have become addicted to something that is very toxic and poisonous to them.
I understand. I'm very un-American because I believe in a number of things. I'm not anti-American, but I understand that I'm un-American. And I'll tell you what I believe in. I believe we should be blanketing the Sun Belt.
Blankety blank.
Blankety blank, the Sun Belt with solar and photovoltaic. Why? Because solar and photovoltaic installed on a small scale in everybody's house can cut your electric and water bill in half. And I don't mean your whole house has to be it. I mean we have jobs waiting to be created here. We have an entire economy, the renewable energy economy, waiting to be built. Yes, there's some costs involved. Yes, it's not free. Yes, it's not totally free of pollution, but your option is a state-controlled trickle-down nuclear. And let me tell you, that's what kind of state that builds. Hello, China.
Yeah, no, we don't need that here. And, of course, you know, I've always advocated for freedom, and I still do, that I don't want the state coercing or forcing. But at the same time, they've actually facilitated the demise of themselves here. I mean, that's the thing. But we have participated as a people to say, okay, go ahead, you do what you want. But even if, and a lot, millions of Americans fought against these international trade agreements where Perot was right talking about the jobs leaving. It still was, just as the Food Safety Modernization Act passed at Christmas of last year, against the will of the people, against the people going screaming, no, we don't want this, we don't need this, and they did it anyway. They're sticking their middle finger up at the American people, the globalists, the internationalists. Our country has been taken over by a corporatist reality. As I said, and I've said this many times, Liam, we've talked about this, these corporations, global alliances, and basically artificial creations of the state, they have no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all the state of America, if you will. And because of that, because we put those kind of things in charge, those artificial constructs and realities, what do we expect? They artificialize all of life. We got to take a break here. Liam Sheff is my guest, the conspiracy realist. We're going to be talking about more economic, political, even physiological healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be a part of it, robertscottbell.com. The phone number, 800-259-5791. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this. Don't go anywhere.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, continuing on the AAA downgrade to AA Plus, Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, is on with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the voice of health freedom, and we are rocking it together. Liam, you know, I've talked about government, you know, Reagan even said this, government is not the solution to a problem, it's the problem, right? I mean, he said some good stuff, and he may have believed some stuff, although got corrupted, a lot of things happened that were not conducive, and in fact contributed to where we are, you know, so many years later with the downgrade. But government in the way. Corporate state, fascist state, what is it? It's corporatism. Liam, what do you think?
Well, I like that myth of Reagan, the shining city on the hill. Reagan signed into action more secret wars overseas than any president since the Cold War. He presided over a group that was trading weapons with Iran to fund murderous thugs in South America, so he's a funny character. You have to say that the leader that we choose is not really the leader. That has to be perfectly clear to people when we talk about electing the commander-in-chief. I want to talk, though, about this floating corporate state. This floating corporate state has impeded progress, impeded, if you want to talk about it, American integrity, individualism, and even exceptionalism. We've been impeded by this floating corporate state. In what way, you say, you un-American so-and-so, Liam? Well, here's my answer. I'm saying that Standard Oil, yes, the old Standard Oil, ripped up the rail tracks. Where? In Los Angeles. You know, the land of trains? No, the land of the American Autobahn. Los Angeles, the land of the four-hour traffic stop.
They knew about the consumption in that populous and populous to grow area, how it would impact their bottom line positively by ripping out the train tracks, did they not?
They did. They made a plan. They said, we're not going to let people here take the train like they do in New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. We own this town. L.A. has become car culture, not because cars are wonderful, cars are fine, but because they weren't given a choice, because the floating corporate state said, no, you're going to buy our product. Even Henry Ford, problematic guy that he was, didn't he build a car out of soybeans that ran on biodiesel or some such thing?
That's right.
All of these innovators. The electric car was destroyed in the 80s. And what's so great about an electric car? Yes, an electric car can run on electricity. Electricity can be generated in your backyard.
That's
you don't
right.
got to go to Saudi Arabia to get the electricity. You can put a windmill up on your property, on local property, and generate enough to put into your house and put into a battery.
Yeah, exactly. But as we say, I'm not arguing for socialism. I mean, it's like I want the government out of our lives. But I recognize, as Liam said, they have not only not helped, they've actually impeded innovation, impeded the things that have been proven in some cases to work for sure, to utilize energy much more efficiently or to have it produced locally, much less toxically than we do now by relying solely on an oil-based economy. But that freedom cannot be allowed because it threatens the corporate state, not the organic American Republic. And it's a hard distinction for people to realize that there is a separation, there's a distinction. I went on record last week saying, listen, the evidence is clear now. We have a de facto government. We don't have a de jure government. The de facto means it's been taken over by other interests. It's not legitimate in the same sense. And of course, the promotion of indebtedness and slavery on the American continent is in violation of the very constitution that our forefathers or founders and framers put together for us. But I didn't sign that document, did you? I like it overall. I think it's pretty sensational. No one had ever done it before like that. But at the same time, big questions about whether it's even enforced today.
So many comments and thoughts arise from that thought stream. Where do we go? What do we do? Mostly we withdraw from an agreement that we didn't make. And that agreement is that somehow the people in Washington, the geniuses like Nancy Pelosi, Barney Frank, Harry Reid, Strom Thurmond, rest in peace or whatever, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, these people, unelected, not elected by me, and sometimes not elected at all,
yes.
But not elected to make personal decisions for us, not elected to tell us what kind of car we can drive and if it can be electric or if we can put up a solar panel. I do not need the state's permission to figure out how to make electricity in my neighborhood. We don't need it.
Yeah. Well, more solutions coming up after this break with Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty. And the number, 24-7, let me give you that one, during the week, if you want to reach me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, cleaning up for the One World odor as well. We're spraying some orange TKO on it, spraying some Sovereign Silver on it, cleaning it up, taking that stink away. Liam Schaff, the conspiracy realist, joins me one more segment here as we ramp up and out about the realities related to the debt and the AAA, AA, whatever rating, the conspiracy realist that Liam Schaff is. And I thank you for joining me today. This is fascinating.
You pointed out a story to me, and it made my head spin. And I said, you mean that whole Cold War scenario, we're going to stop a communist beachhead from appearing in the Northern Hemisphere, all of that was just a kind of a bland fiction? Hmm. What are you saying? We invaded and toppled governments in Iran, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Chile, Angola, Zaire, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, or we tried in Cuba, never quite succeeded, yeah. And now we're handing over the jewel and the crown?
Panama, yeah. Panama, yeah, Panama. I mean, think about the Panama Canal. How much wasn't that a U.S. thing? Wasn't that part of, you know, tying into the Monroe Doctrine? Anything in this hemisphere would be our domain. We had the authority just to go in and blast them. And over the last 10 years, we've seen that erosion as China has invested in and basically runs the Panama Canal and the Panama Canal Zone. They basically, it's a beachhead for China. How did this happen? I thought we were fighting communism all over the world. And, of course, we just said, okay, China, you can have it. It used to be ours. Remember the controversy over Carter signing it over back to Panama? Of course, this was all set up because the debt structure was such that who holds the debt makes the rules, right? You don't want China to collapse the debt and collapse you, do you? And they say, well, all right, that's all right. We'll keep buying your debt, but you're going to have to give us Panama. You see how this stuff works behind the scenes? That whole communist bad guy thing, yes, communism is bad and evil. I agree in that. But the point is, behind the scenes, they were all slapping each other's bottoms and making deals and enslaving the American people all along the way, Liam.
So we've got hundreds of thousands, probably millions by some estimates, killed around the world in secret wars. That is, wars not signed off on, not spoken of to the American people, but perpetrated by who? CIA. That it's a real agency. I know you didn't vote for your local CIA officer, but believe me, they exist. CIA went and under orders from the president, under national security directives, which don't have to be passed through Congress, get to run foreign wars. We fund them, or they sell guns to one of our enemies to get money to sell guns to another one of our enemies, or to use on another one of our enemies, or so on and so forth. we were told the rationale by great Americans like Oliver North was to defend the honor and integrity of America, Senator.
Yeah, explain that rationale as we turn over willingly, without a shot being fired, to communist China, the entire Panama Canal Zone, a lot of Central America as well. And, I might add, a lot of property in these United States now being bought out by Chinese interests, corporate interests and otherwise, and you know, wink and a nod from Obama and Bush before him as well, because they own us based on, and I don't agree to that debt. I don't think it really is a debt of the American people, truly. That's another story for another day. And that relates to a lot of, legal definitions and arts of word that have tied people to debts they don't understand that are not theirs.
Well, this is the question. If you sell a hole that you didn't make or the government sells it on your behalf, do you owe the people who bought the hole, who bought the debt, who bought the empty space? I don't think so. I think the Chinese people are free of us and we're free of them. I don't think we owe each other anything except a little bit of an honest business deal. Mm-hmm. We don't have that right now. I think we owe our own states a bit of sovereignty. I think we owe relocalization of factories and of commerce.
Well, it's exactly where this was leading, and this is perfect as we're wrapping up here, that what does the AAA to AA or A or no status mean? It means we have to come back to our local communities. We are going to have to start interacting economically, locally, just like the movement toward local farms, like the attack that happened last hour we talked about, and I'll talk a little more about that, on Rawsome Foods. They are fighting tooth and nail against the American people, waking up the sleeping giant to go local, to start interacting with our neighbors, our families, and our economy locally, growing things, making things locally, within neighborhoods, for goodness sake. That is where we will, that's our salvation in a sense, to decouple from the internationalists, the globalists, who want that one world odor, or order, shall we say. And that is where we are leading, inevitably. Will it be with bloodshed, or will it be peaceable and peaceful? That is the question, Liam.
I think that we all have to peacefully protest through action. I think that we have to set up neighborhood cooperatives, collectives. I think that we have to get into the business of repairing a lot of things that we've had and making things locally. I had a discussion with a young person who was asking for a piece of plastic so that he could better play a video game, and the suggestion was, why don't you try to make it? Well, I can't do that. Well, why not? We can go learn about electrical engineering. There are trade schools around here. We can try to figure these things out. Mm. We've become slaves to our own lack of motivation to understand our world. We got to wake up.
Liam Schaff, my good friend, the conspiracy realist, and we're having a great time together. Stick around. We've got one more segment. My good friend Jonathan Wagner from ChooseToBeHealthy.com is going to chime in on the raw milk Rawsome raid story. You'll want to be around as we wrap things up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, RobertScottBell.com, weekdays on NaturalNewsRadio.com, Monday through Friday, starting at noon Eastern every day. And, of course, right here every Sunday on GCN. We'll be right back.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an
A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Have we rocked the health, political, and economic worlds today? You bet you we have. This is the place we do it every week right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, Monday through Friday also. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on through Natural News Radio. And we last hour, if you missed anything, major breakthrough news. We broke some news right here live on the air about the theft, the outright theft and corruption of the local authorities in the Rossum raid, stealing money. This is a corrupt organization, as many are, from the FDA on down. Also, a few quick stories as we wrap up here. Pfizer said to pursue non-prescription Lipitor. Yeah, that's right. We don't have enough statin drugs on the market. We want to put them in the water supply. Talk about that. I don't have time to go into all these. Human and mouse hearts respond differently to two cardiovascular drugs. There's your moment of duh. A mouse's heart behaves differently to drugs from big pharma than human hearts do. Do we have any human heart left in this country? Has it been beaten out of us by the government, by globalists? Children's HIV drugs may cause high cholesterol. They're not worried that the HIV drugs will kill them because of toxicity. We're just worried about the high cholesterol because they're attacking the liver of these kids. Also, laughing. Not good for you. They're actually claiming the laughing may be bad for your lungs. Check out those stories at robertscottbell.com. Coming full circle, Liam Sheff is with me still, the conspiracy real estate agent, Liam Sheff. And right now, Jonathan from choosetobehealthy.com, my dear friend, the place where I get so many of my whole food nutrients. Jonathan, thanks for being a part. You've had some experience with raw milk as well. Jonathan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I just want to chime in on the raw milk. You've had, of course, you got Liam Salon and Mike Adams, but I want to talk a little bit about the raw milk on a more personal note, just for me. I am a consumer of raw milk, so this really just got my goal what happened out there, and people really need to understand the difference between raw milk and pasteurized. I have been to big manufacturers of raw milk, and where these cows are kept is just insane. And I'm
Jonathan,
it's just unholy of how these animals were kept.
I don't think you can hear me. Jonathan, I don't think you can hear me, but what I was asking, you said you had been to raw milk or pasteurized milk plants because it sounded like...
Pasteurized milk.
Okay.
And then I've been to where I get my milk, of course, for animal use only in the great state of Tennessee. I have to buy it on the auspices of animal use. But this producer, good Christian, loving people who sell milk for animal use, is you couldn't smell a cow on the place. It's beautiful. It's just picturesque. And I know where my milk comes from. And I met some folks where I get the raw milk. One gentleman has a Down syndrome son who has who's had major digestive issues his whole life.
Right.
And this stuff changed his life, when I say this stuff, the raw milk.
Yeah.
There's a pathologist, 30 years, oncologist, sending patients to the Mayo Clinic to die a slow, tortured death. And he said to me, this stuff is gold. Raw food is the truth. anyway. I just, it's just crazy what's going on out there. And if people could taste raw milk, the flavor is so awesome. It's totally different than what you're going to get at the store. The digestibility. You know, we were talking about allergies. By drinking raw milk, that's going to help to, I mean, become less lactose intolerant. A lot of people don't even realize that. I've never gotten sick.
Alteration of milk via pasteurization, homogenization, the addition of RBGH and antibiotics in the corn, GMO food, soy, whatever they're putting in, these animals are not supposed to be eating. And, of course, all of that results in diseased, imbalanced, and undigestible milk. And that's where we have these intolerances. Listen, you may not or you may drink raw milk out there, but defend the liberty of those who have recognized it as good medicine. Let your medicine be your food. And for God's sake, let your food be your medicine. And that which the FDA is fighting against with local municipalities, as well as those that are gaining the money associated with these corporate interests, the paybacks, the payoffs, and the regulators who get more powerful and bigger budgets by scaring people. That simple folk, farmers are the great danger to America and not the real danger.
I think with this raid, people are more and more people, not just quote-unquote the fringe.
Yeah.
More and more people are getting this, that something is wrong. Something is wrong with our food system, the amount of people that I talk to on the phone who actually are looking for a raw milk, they can't even find it. And they want more possibilities of where they can, what avenues they can go down to, and they can't because it's so overregulated by our government. It's wrong,
yeah,
and people are getting more involved, thank goodness.
Yes.
But I'm telling people out there, get a hold of your local congressman, get a hold of anything you can, but get involved.
Yeah, no longer can we roll over while they spill milk that could be feeding and nutrifying, if you will, the poorest and weakest and hungriest among us as they wasted, as we said, what did they say, a ridiculous amount of raw milk, raw cheese. They could have at least donated it to the homeless shelter next door. They wouldn't do that. The cruelty of government regulation. When they say Ron Paul is cruel because he wants to bring the power to the people back, come on. Look at the cruelty of government and what it's doing. It's standing in the way, not only, as Liam said, of innovation, but the ability to feed our neighbor does not come from government. It comes from charity. And that comes from you and me being able, being free, and not robbed blind so that we can give to our neighbors that which they need.
Amen, Robert. That's why we love to listen to you, sir.
Jonathan, my friend, thank you for being a part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. His number, 866-424-1077. Say hi from me and a great big thanks from me. A lot of the whole food nutrition that we get here on the Robert Scott Bell Show comes through choosetobehealthy.com. Thank you again, Jonathan.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we're wrapping up the show here. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist. Any final thoughts before we got to go off for another week? Well, actually, till tomorrow, Advanced Medicine Monday.
Well, Godzilla of the health world. If the government were serious about health, it would shut down every factory farm in which they force-feed cows recycled animal waste, recycled animal parts, recycled newspaper and plastic pellets, douse them with antibiotics and pesticides, squeeze stuff out of their cancer-ridden bodies, boil it, and then stick it on the shelves as though it were food. And I don't even drink milk.
Yeah.
But my goodness, if you're going to drink milk, get it from an animal. Get it from an animal that you know.
Please. And a farmer that knows the animal or you know the, yeah, exactly. So let's make friends. And of course, if you missed anything today, there's some rocking and rolling that we did in a big way with Leela as well, Leela Buttery, and Mike Adams, the health ranger. And a lot of that interview is going to be up at naturalnews.tv. We'll try to get it up at robertscottbell.com. If you missed it, go ahead. It'll restream shortly after the show today. And we've got lots of healing to do throughout the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. Check it out at my site, robertscottbell.com. It'll link you to everything we do here. In the meantime, thank you, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.